went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost. Better keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets that pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 in Building 400. If you have a question and want to get a hold of me, short of walking into the office, and I'd be happy to answer your questions if you walked into the office, but if you want to call me ahead of time, the best way to get a hold of me is to call my cell phone. That's my direct number. That's the number that I answer all the time. That's area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. If you want to text me, please don't text that phone, because that phone does not receive texts. You'll never get a response, and I'll never know that you even tried to text me. But if you do want to do that kind of way of communicating, you can send me an email. My email address is docrick, D-O-C-R-I-C-K, docrick at spineboy.com, docrick at spineboy.com. And whether you call me, whether you email me, whether you come in and have a face-to-face, whatever the case is, my intention, my job, and my purpose is to help you have better understanding with the health concerns that you have, and to help put you on a path towards getting well again, exercising your birthright, which is to be well. We were never meant to be sick. We don't want you to be sick. Don't fall for the medical monopoly where they want everybody taking medication, whether it's cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes medication. They want everybody on medication. Don't fall for their rhetoric. Take control of your health. Listen to our show. Figure out what it takes in order to make you healthy. This show is called When Your Health Matters. It's not up to me when your health matters. It's up to you when your health matters. So I'd like for you to take your health seriously. It is your most important asset. It is the thing that you should be putting the most amount of time, energy, and effort into. And love yourself by taking care of yourself. Now, the man that helps me do this show each week, his name is Mark Sabin. He's in studio with me today. He's a wonderful human being. He's a interfaith minister. He's the minister that oversaw my wedding nuptials with my lovely wife, Maria. He's a marketer extraordinaire. He's a Tai Chi master. If you ever have an opportunity to take his class, that would be wonderful for you. You'll see what a wonderful human being he is. He's a father of two wonderful young ladies, and he supports and contributes to many wonderful things behind the scenes in the world, including this radio show. And so we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Rick. That was very kind. You know, now that we're into November, this brings us to the second organ that's linked with the metal element. What about this time of year makes it the best time for dealing with the organs of elimination?
Well, as we said during our lung show from last month, metal element is about falling away, letting go, and releasing. And the large intestine is all about letting go of the solid waste of the body and making sure that that works well and is the difference between being enlightened and being bogged down by minutiae and being healthy versus being unhealthy. And so the famous comedian Eddie Murphy once said at an introduction to his show that, you know, that the key to a good life is a healthy colon.
That's true.
So
I've heard that from other people as well. That seems to be in Chinese medicine, they talk about that as well, that it's very important to have a healthy colon.
Absolutely.
So is the role is certainly the elimination is a big part of the role of the large intestine. Is there any other role that it plays in your digestive system?
Well, it's where the body has one last time to review what is needed and what it can let go of and sift through everything that has finally gone through the other parts of the digestive system. And if they've done their job, then the large intestine can let go. But if the large intestine feels that the body needs more of one thing or another, then the body will reabsorb those things and then let go of whatever's left. So it's a very, very important part of what goes on.
So that's interesting that the large intestine not only can eliminate, but it also still has the ability to absorb things into the body.
Correct. You either absorb it through the wall of the large intestine, or you just let it continue to pass down through and go through the rectum and then out.
Mm-hmm. So why do people have so many problems with their large intestine?
Well, it has to do with the everyday trashing that we do of the microbiome with all the things that we do to it, from eating sugar, drinking alcohol, medications, processed foods, chlorine, bromine in our flour-based products, fluoride in our water and toothpaste, etc., you know, antibiotics and those kinds of things. It truly wreaks havoc to the functioning of the large intestine and hinders its ability to absorb nutrients and the ability of nutrients to pass through the body.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that I found interesting is that when you actually look at in the anatomy of the body, that the large intestine is actually smaller than the small intestine.
Well, it's smaller in length. The large intestine is about 6 feet long, while the small intestine is about 20, 21 feet long. But the large intestine is about three times as thick, or three times the diameter, compared to the small intestine. And that's why they call it the large intestine, because it's got a bigger circumference or a bigger diameter.
I see. It's
but the length has the large intestine is definitely smaller in length compared to the small intestine, which is larger in length.
Mm-hmm. But so we have two intestines. So they have, what is their difference in their functions?
Well, the small intestine is for absorption of the food and the liquids we drink. The large intestine has three primary functions. One is absorbing water and electrolytes. Two is producing and absorbing vitamins. And three is propelling food waste for elimination from the body.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the symptoms you might have that you have a problem with your large intestine?
Well, constipation is probably the most common symptom. That just means that your transit time, or the time it takes to move food through your large intestine, is going too slow. Mm-hmm. That's going to lead to other issues. The opposite of it being too slow is it being too fast, or the condition of diarrhea. You can get bloody stools. You can get soft stools. You can get various colored stools. You can get cramping. You can get abdominal pain. You can just have nothing moving through at all. And those are things that the average person would understand for themselves, that their large intestine isn't doing its job properly. And maybe they should go have a consultation with either a gastroenterologist, certainly their general practitioner, who will refer them to a gastroenterologist. Or you can bypass the being passed back and forth like a hot potato between your primary and your specialist, et cetera. You can just come see me and we'll take care of all of it.
Okay, so that was a number of different issues that you may observe for yourself in terms of that. And so One of the problems, it seems to me, is that because the large intestine can absorb water, maybe you're not just drinking enough water.
Well, that's part of it. Mostly it means you probably have a dysbiosis and not enough probiotics in your system to make things move through the way that they're supposed to. You may be eating too much sugar. The dysbiosis meaning an overgrowth of yeast and candida, which feed off of sugar. And if they're absorbing all the sugar out of your diet, well, that's going to dry the food out. Dry the material that becomes fecal matter out, and that's going to make it harder to move through. So when you have enough water in your system, it keeps things the proper consistency and allows the peristalsis and the normal movement through the intestinal systems to occur so that your body can just process things in a normal fashion. And you want to get a sense of, well, what is your transit time, meaning how long does it take for food to go from your mouth into the toilet? And it should take roughly 20 to 24 hours, depending upon the types of food that you're eating. So I ask people to do a transit time test where they're going to eat a salad in the middle of a day. And in that salad, whatever vegetables you want is fine, but you're also going to chop up some boiled red beets into, little small pieces and mm-hmm. put them in your salad mm-hmm. and eat them. And so when you're eating that salad, let's say at noon on a Saturday, you want to see that salad enter into the toilet by noon on Sunday. And you'll know if you have three healthy red beets chopped up in your salad, it's going to look like you, you gave birth to an aborted fetus almost in a sense, because there's going to be a lot of red within the toilet, and that's the beets. That's not you're not dying or anything like that. You have the beets that are coming out the other end, and you'll see them in the toilet, and you'll be able to tell specifically that if you ate it at 12 o'clock on Saturday and it comes out at 11 o'clock on Sunday, then you'll know your transit time's good. If it's coming out before you go to bed Saturday night, or if it's coming out at bedtime Sunday night, then you know it's taking entirely too long for things to go through you. You have a large intestine imbalance, you have a dysbiosis, and you should probably come talk to somebody like me that can help you reestablish normal balance, because chances are your medical doctor is not going to be overly concerned with it. Why? Because it's not anything that they can diagnose and anything that they can, quote, treat with some sort of medicine or surgical mm-hmm. intervention.
But it actually could be treated.
Oh, it absolutely could be treated.
And it would seem that, I mean, that kind of variance in time would not seem necessarily peculiar to a regular person, that it would take longer or shorter.
Well, it wouldn't be peculiar if that's all they've ever known, but I'm telling mm-hmm. you what normal is, and you compare yourself to normal, and then you know if you have an issue and something that you need to put attention on it for, because mm-hmm. you're not getting adequate results, you're not getting proper results, and your body's not functioning the way that it's supposed to. Your bowel habits are a good indication of what kind of state of health that you're in.
Really?
And when you eat entirely too much completely refined and processed crap food and too much sugar, you're going to have a slow transit time, and that's why constipation is such a difficult condition in our country. So many people suffer from it.
I thought that was due to a lack of fiber in your diet.
Fiber is supposed to help move the ball forward,
mm-hmm.
but if you don't have enough good probiotics in your system, the fiber, which acts as a prebiotic, isn't going to nourish the probiotics, and they're not going to do their job. And just eating fiber isn't going to make the situation totally better. It's a component of helping the process, but ultimately you're going to need probiotics, and you're going to need to get rid of the things that disrupt your digestive system. You know, we've talked about the digestive system disruptors before.
Sure.
And, you want to make sure that you're addressing that, because, you know, the health of your colon is everything as far as your overall health goes.
So you mentioned the idea of prebiotics. So what's the difference between a prebiotic and a probiotic?
Well, a prebiotic is the food that the probiotic feeds off of, and this has a tendency to be the fibery type foods. And so fiber acts as a prebiotic, as you had said. But it doesn't do anything unless the probiotic is also in the system. And since, if we want to sterilize somebody's skin before we give them a shot, what do we use?
Alcohol.
Right. So if you're putting alcohol in your body, consuming alcohol as a beverage, what mm-hmm. do you think you're doing to the good bacteria in your bowel?
So that would probably kill some of them.
Yeah, it's probably sterilizing them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well then you don't have the good probiotics necessary to let the prebiotics of the fiber do their job, and then there's an imbalance between them, and that's the definition of the dysbiosis. So eating fiber, eating your vegetables and pulpy type fruit will help to increase the fiber content that's coming in your diet, but you want to make sure that you're also putting in probiotics to help the whole thing continue to come into balance and work the way it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm. So constipation is a problem. Diarrhea is the other side of that. Does diarrhea come about because you're drinking too much water?
No, not typically. Diarrhea is a gallbladder irritation and indicates your gallbladder is unhappy, and you should talk to somebody about restoring balance to your gallbladder. The challenge is, you know, if that becomes an issue for people, the doctor will take the gallbladder out. And that may remove the actual organ, but it doesn't necessarily remove the irritation within the system or within your nervous system, which is trying to regulate those things. And so pretty much all diarrhea is going to be some level of irritation to the gallbladder.
Interesting. So let's talk about what causes a bowel obstruction.
There's a few things that could cause a bowel obstruction. It could be muscle spasms within the bowel. It could be scarring within the bowel due to some sort of trauma that happened to the bowel, maybe even from getting a colonoscopy. That could create some scarring in the bowel system. Adhesions as a result of some sort of dysfunction within the bowel that related to scar tissue and adhesions associated with that. You could get a torsion within the bowel where the bowel twists on itself and literally cuts itself off as far as
its ability. Like pinching a hose.
Like pinching a hose as far as things passing through it.
Wow. Some people suffer from a lot of gas. What causes that?
Fermentation associated with the incomplete digestion of the carbohydrates being eaten. It's a failure to chew your food well enough. It's a failure to have enough probiotics in the system. It's a failure, ideally, it's a failure of having enough strong stomach acid. Stomach acid will break down all the proteins that you have.
Mm-hmm.
If the carbohydrates are sitting in the stomach because you don't have enough stomach acid to break the proteins down, those carbohydrates, which already started getting digested in your mouth through chewing, they're going to finish by sitting in your stomach, and they start to just sit in their own juices. Those juices begin to ferment. You get acids of fermentation, which creates the acid indigestion, and the other byproduct associated with fermentation is gas.
So now, the stomach needs to have acid, but what people are taking are all these antacids. But then you're saying that there's another acid that gets produced through the process of fermentation. So
right, that's the wrong acid. If you had enough proper hydrochloric acid in your stomach,
mm-hmm.
then your foods wouldn't have an opportunity to ferment in the stomachs, creating the acids of fermentation. The acids of fermentation is the wrong kind of acid. The hydrochloric acid that your body excretes to break the proteins down is the right kind of acid. Now, if you want to avoid the thing altogether, eat your carbohydrates first, chew them up really well, and when you're done eating your carbohydrates, then eat your proteins, because what the proteins will do will push the carbohydrates out of the stomach, so they're no longer sitting in the stomach. They can go to the small intestine and the pancreas and the gallbladder, and they can finish off their digestive process and be absorbed properly. There'll be no gas associated with that, and then your stomach can take whatever time it needs in order to break down the proteins, and then there's no fermentation going on in the stomach, no indigestion, no heartburn, no any of that.
So when you take an antacid, are you taking an antacid to diminish the hydrochloric acid in your stomach or these other acids of fermentation?
You're removing the acids of fermentation, but you're going to reduce all the acid functions. So then your body's not going to break down proteins the way that it's supposed to. It's not going to absorb calcium, which is going to lead to osteoporosis and musculoskeletal issues and nervous system issues and immune system issues. Calcium is very, very important, but calcium only gets involved in the stomach when you have a good, strong, balanced stomach that produces sufficient amounts of hydrochloric acid. If you're not producing enough hydrochloric acid, your body's going to not break down the proteins. The carbohydrates that everybody eats associated with the proteins are going to ferment in the stomach. The acids of fermentation of that, which has nothing to do with your hydrochloric acid, is going to create heartburn and upset. So your doctor, mistakenly, is going to give you a symptom masking medication to get rid of the acids associated with the fermentation, and at the same time is going to shut down your stomach's ability to produce its own acid. So now you're going to be tied to the antacids, and you know, nothing's ever going to digest properly. You're never going to absorb calcium, so you're going to develop osteoporosis and immune system weaknesses. You're going to develop musculoskeletal weaknesses, and your body's never going to heal properly.
So that's a whole cycle that happens in that part of the
that
the
medicine is grossly
process.
Misinterpreted and has led everybody on a wild goose chase where they're chasing symptoms of diseases they're never going to cure simply because their stomach doesn't break down things appropriately and they've suppressed its ability to produce stomach acid.
So by the time it gets into your large intestine,
things are really screwed up.
Things are a complete mess because you haven't digested the foods and you haven't absorbed the food. So what's in your large intestine is really not even what should be in your large intestine.
Right,
at that point.
And at that point, it may leak over the digestive system wall and get into the bloodstream and produce an immune response that calls for the immune system to attack the proteins that haven't been digested. That condition is known as leaky gut. And when the immune system is attacking the proteins that are leaking over because they weren't properly digested in the stomach, now you have allergies. Could be food allergies if it's coming in as a result of the food breakdown. And as a result of that, you're going to overstress your immune system and eventually become immune system weak. And then now things can get into the body anytime they want. Why? Because your immune system is overworked and is completely exhausted and it's not being repaired and rebuilt properly because you're not digesting and assimilating your proteins in an appropriate fashion.
So many things that are health-related stem from problems in your digestive tract, which is where you take in all the nutrients in terms of food and water into your body.
Correct.
So there are other conditions that people have. What is ulcerative colitis?
Ulcerative colitis is an inflammatory bowel disease that causes long-lasting inflammation and ulcers or sores within the bowel wall along the digestive tract. And so ulcerative colitis affects the innermost lining of your large intestine and the rectal area.
Mm-hmm. So an ulcer is like a wound or a...
It's like an open abrasion within the surface of the...
In this case, the colon.
Right.
Right. Okay. One of the issues that seems to have get a lot of attention now is the C word, cancer. And colorectal cancer is the second most prevalent cancer in the U.S. Is that why they recommend that people over the age of 50 get a colonoscopy?
Well, yes and no. They expect people with digestive issues created by how we do society to develop issues. So it's no surprise that people over the age of 50 are going to definitely be candidates for having this problem. Why? Because we've abused our digestive tract for basically 50 years. Okay. If they truly were interested in helping people, they wouldn't offer the screenings as a way to capture people that they know are going to have a problem. If they were truly interested in helping people, they would educate people appropriately on how not to have the problem. The challenge is medicine isn't looking to put themselves out of business. Medicine is looking to create more business, which is why they're willing to give away a free screening, knowing that they're going to get paid on the back end of the equation. Why? Because everybody's going to have the problem. Why? Mm-hmm. Because everybody does the same thing as far as food goes, as far as medications go, and as far as our microbiome and the dysbiosis associated with it that we've talked about earlier on in the show.
Yeah, as a numbers game, I guess you're going to win that one.
Yeah.
So are there dangers that are associated with the procedure of a colonoscopy?
Oh, absolutely. Bowel perforations, which occurs more than it should, roughly at about 7% of the procedures. And the interesting aspect is this was one of my mentors did a particular research in terms of the number of people who develop complications associated with colonoscopies mm-hmm. versus the number of people that actually have colon cancer.
The benefits.
And so you want to do a colonoscopy in an effort to find cancer and catch cancer early.
Right.
The complications of a colonoscopy outweighed the number of people that would develop colon cancer. So the screening actually was more dangerous than the likelihood of having colon cancer.
Well, now there's a new, advertised I see all the time, this Cologuard thing that's a... It sounds like a fecal test.
Way to test in an effort to entice you to have a colonoscopy.
Oh, not to avoid.
So, a prebiotic, it's a pre-colonoscopy. It allows you to have the colonoscopy done, send the stool sample in. You get your stool sample evaluated. Mm-hmm. They're looking to capture people that may have microscopic blood within their stool, in an effort to have them come in and have a colonoscopy.
Well, if you have microscopic blood in your stool, wouldn't that be a problem?
It would be a problem, but here's the thing. You wouldn't know that you have microscopic stool. So if we send you a test that you can do in the privacy of your own home anytime you want,
mm-hmm.
okay, and your bowel is all irritated to begin with because of the dysbiosis as a result of eating too much sugar and antibiotics and all mm-hmm. the medications and alcohols and all the crap food that we eat, what are the chances that you're going to have a colon problem?
I guess it would be much higher than they would be if you were eating healthily.
Right. So if you are the average American who's eating fast foods and not taking care of yourself, et cetera, and maybe stay out too late, or maybe, I don't know, whatever your lifestyle is that could create imbalances within your intestines, if we send you this, Medicare will cover this test, okay, or at least mm-hmm. a percentage of it, okay. Now we're opening up the opportunity to create more business. Now, is it important to capture people early on? Certainly. But it's also important to teach people not to end up in the boat that has problems. Teach people how to never have to get into that boat. So good. Do the ColoGuard, find out what the state of your colon is, and then do something to restore balance to your colon instead of just letting it go and going in and having colonoscopies and all the other medical monopoly stuff that they want mm-hmm. you to have.
So if you ended up with a positive test where there was blood, you could actually deal with that without necessarily getting the colonoscopy, or?
Well, medicine is going to send you for a colonoscopy immediately. We got to find out where the blood's coming from. Mm-hmm. That's why I said it's a pretest.
Uh-huh.
It's a pretest to capture as many people as possible. Now, if you know how to balance your colon, your GI specialist will never teach you how to do that. But if you want to know how to balance your colon and you start to live a lifestyle where your colon is balanced, then you don't have to worry about any of these things.
Mm-hmm. And how long does it take to get that balance restored?
Depends on you and depends on how hard you're willing to, quote, work and do what's right. You know, mm-hmm. I can restore balance to a person's colon in about 6 to 9 months for a person who's going to be diligent. And it may take 9 to 18 months for somebody who's half-asses it. And then the rest of the people, it'll never happen. Why? Because they're not willing to help themselves and make the changes that they need to make.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So again, as we talk so often on our show here, this is about being proactive with your health and taking a deliberate tact in order to be able to improve your health.
Yeah.
What is irritable bowel syndrome?
Irritable bowel syndrome, or IBS, is a common disorder that affects the large intestines. And again, the signs and symptoms include cramping, abdominal pain, bloating, gas, and diarrhea, or constipation, or possibly both. And so IBS, or irritable bowel syndrome, is a chronic condition that, quote, according to the medical profession, is something that you will need to manage over the course of the long term. And I fix that quite readily in my office, and people then don't need to have it monitored and managed and go in every 6 months for another evaluation and once a year having a colonoscopy and never, you know, oh, this is still a problem. And it's like, you know, I had a young gentleman who was 26 come into my office who had what he was told was IBS. And we found that he had a parasite irritating his gallbladder, which was liquefying everything and running it out the other end, because that's what happens when you have an irritated gallbladder. Body liquefies everything and runs it out the other end. So every time he ate something, mm-hmm. it irritated the gallbladder system, so his body would liquefy it and run it out the other end. So he came to see me, and we fixed the imbalance within his gallbladder and helped to reestablish balance within his large intestine, and then a funny thing happened. He didn't have IBS anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then he didn't need to go in every so often and have the monitoring and get set up for colonoscopies to make sure that everything's okay. No, everything's fine.
And how long did that take to get him back to health?
If you remember. Was probably 6 to 8 months total.
Okay. So that's a reasonable amount of time to turn your health
versus
around.
Versus manage your health for the rest of your life.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, I have a few more questions on some of the things that people are facing with their large intestine. But before we get to that, we need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
Very good. So please, thank you for your listenership. Please stick with us. We'll be back right after this short commercial message. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Do you have health concerns? Are you or a loved one struggling with a health condition that has you worried? Worried it might get worse? Worry you will never be able to do the things you love anymore? Worried your life is slowly slipping away? Do you have a chronic pain condition? Do you have a specific health concern? Do you have concerns about your child's health? Do you want to learn about health and wellness? If you said yes to any of these questions, you need to go to spineboy.com. Spineboy.com is your information center for all your health concerns and how to restore and improve your health to its highest level. Spineboy.com has over 1,000 articles on different health concerns. Spineboy.com will inform you about your health concerns and what you can do without all the harmful medications and invasive surgeries. If you would like to restore and improve your health, go to spineboy.com. 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 Naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. If you don't want to come see me, I recommend you do. But if you don't want to come see me, but you still want to ask me a question, the best way to do that would be to call my cell phone, which is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. That is a phone meant for phone calls. It's not meant for texting. Please don't text the phone because it will not receive your text, and then I won't even know you're trying to communicate with me. But if you do want to do the text thing because that's your way of communicating with people, send me an email to docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have regarding your health. And having health issues is not fun. And one of the places that a lot of health issues develop is our large intestine. And Mark and I have been talking about the large intestine, and you had more questions about more conditions related to your large intestine.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that people may be facing and that you have solutions for. So I wanted to just sort of put those on the table so people who are listening to the show might be able to have a chance to sit there and say, you know, I've had that problem, and it would be nice to be able to see a different kind of solution for it. So what is diverticulitis?
Well, if you ask Joe Piscopo from Saturday Night Live, because he did a commercial and Doug and Wendy Weiner talked about, but what about my diverticulitis? Well, diverticulitis is inflammation or infection of the small pouches called diverticula that develop along the walls of the intestines secondarily to not having enough probiotic within your system. These more serious diseases, diverticulitis, may involve anything from small abscesses in one or more of the pouches to massive infection or perforation of the bowel. And my experience has been for people who have, quote, diverticulitis, if I give them large quantities of high-quality probiotic, that their diverticulitis goes away. I mean, there's other things that we need to do, but that's really the main component to helping a person fix that problem.
Sounds like a painful problem.
It's a painful problem to have. It's not a painful fix.
Mm-hmm. What is colitis?
Colitis is inflammation of the colon, itis meaning inflammation, and coli is the abbreviation for colon, which means any other condition we just mentioned and just went over, because if there's inflammation, whether it's ulcerative colitis, whether it's irritable bowel, whether it's diverticulitis, whether it's inflammatory bowel, et cetera, all of these things involve inflammation in the colon, and that's under the general classification of colitis.
Okay, that's a general. What is Crohn's disease?
Crohn's disease is a chronic inflammatory bowel disease characterized by inflammation, immune response to tissue injury that causes redness, swelling, and pain within the colon itself, of the digestive or gastrointestinal tract, collectively referring to anywhere between the mouth, the esophagus, the stomach, the small, large intestine, all the way out to the anus. So if you get redness, swelling, and pain of any part of that, then that is part of the inflammatory bowel disease known as Crohn's.
So that could be anywhere in the entire digestive system.
It could be, yes.
Mm-hmm. What are hemorrhoids? That's something you hear a lot about.
Hemorrhoids are swollen veins in the lower part of your rectum and anus. Sometimes the walls of these blood vessels stretch so thin that the veins bulge and get irritated, especially when you move your bowels. And that's essentially what a hemorrhoid is. And they could be one of two types. They can be an internal hemorrhoid, meaning that it's on the inside of the anal sphincter, or it could be on the outside, which would be called an external hemorrhoid.
Mm-hmm. Now, we talked a bit about the colonoscopy. What exactly are they looking for? I mean, you said it was precancerous, but is there something else that they're looking for?
Well, they're looking for any bowel dysfunction or any reason to go in and do some sort of surgical intervention, whether there's inflammation, whether there's diverticula, whether there's polyps, whatever the case happens to be. They want to identify it because guess what? Then they have something to treat. And guess what treatment means?
Money.
Infinite money.
Mm-hmm. So when there's a lot of talk now about gluten intolerance and gluten-free diets. Are wheat and gluten the main culprits in some of these large intestine issues?
Not necessarily. Basically, it's a lack of proper probiotics along with eating all the crap food and gluten and wheat being one of the biggest culprits. What we've done with the genetic modification of wheat has created a bastardized protein within the wheat molecule itself, which they're attributing to gluten. But it's not gluten the way nature would produce gluten. It's a variation of the gluten as a result of the genetic modification. And because of the over-refining, over-process, and over-manipulation of the genetic material associated with wheat so that the crop can grow under harsh conditions and still the farmer gets to make money, because of all of that change that has gone on, the people that are being born in the last 30 years have difficulty processing the gluten that's found within wheat products or other grain products that have gluten in it. And so they've become gluten sensitive. And basically what the generations that have become gluten sensitive are trying to communicate to the survival of humanity is the fact that we can't continue to bastardize and overprocess and genetically modify our food because there's nature's letting us know there's consequences to it. And that's what the gluten intolerance is.
Well, is the same thing true of dairy? Because there are a lot of people who seem to be lactose intolerant.
Well, they're lactose intolerant. There's the enzyme that helps to break down the milk sugar known as lactose is a enzyme called lactase. Okay. So any A-S-E ending word is an enzyme, and it helps to break down any O-S-E ending, which is a carbohydrate. So lactose is milk sugar, and if people don't have enough lactase in their body, or if there isn't any lactase that's in the milk that was there when it left the cow, but because of the pasteurization and the homogenation, which denatures that enzyme and activates the enzyme, if there's not enough enzyme in the system, either because you don't produce enough or because it's been destroyed within the dairy product itself, then a person can develop lactose intolerance because they don't have the enzyme lactase there to break down the lactose. And so if you drink lactate-free milk, this, that, and the other thing, they've removed the milk sugar, which no longer makes it milk because the milk sugar has been removed.
It's not milk anymore.
No, it's not.
That's interesting. Are there other conditions that you might see with a large intestine imbalance that we should discuss?
Well, the gas, the bloating, the pain, the discomfort, the constipation, the loss of bowel control, diverticula, polyps. These are all things that affect the large intestine, and they are all developing. And I promise you, if you have any one of those conditions, you have a dysbiosis, and the first and foremost thing you need to do is find a qualified healthcare provider who can properly instruct you on the use of probiotics and how to help yourself. Do not try to go this alone. Do not try to go to the store and say, I heard about probiotics, and let the person behind the counter recommend a probiotic. Why? Because, I don't know, that's the one that's on sale this week and we want to sell it to you. Because at the end of the day, they don't have the educational understanding. Unless they've taken special classes, they don't have the educational understanding to make recommendations for somebody who's having bowel issues. You need to have a qualified healthcare provider, preferably somebody who's not going to offer you medication because that is one of the things that creates the problem. You need to work with somebody who can recommend a high-quality, specific probiotic for you and your condition, and maybe talk to you about some prebiotics as well.
Well, I mean, you've talked just about on every issue that we brought up that probiotics is part of the solution, if not the main part of the solution. So let's just cover a little bit about what probiotics are and what they do for you, because it would be important to understand why that has such a predominant role in trying to bring health back into your digestive tract.
Well, yeah. Well, let's look at it this way. Where you have your probiotics in your intestinal system, the probiotics, which are the bacteria, the live organisms that live within you, the friendly bacteria that help you break your food down. If you don't have enough probiotic, does your food break down properly?
It would probably not break down.
Right. And so if your complex proteins are not getting broken down to amino acids, what we spoke about before, what happens to those proteins if the wall, the lining of your intestines gets irritated because of all the fermentation and all the failure to break down foods properly and not enough good bacteria in the system? What's going to happen to those proteins?
And so if those proteins can get absorbed into the bloodstream.
Right. If they leak across the digestive system barrier and get into the bloodstream, now you're going to develop food allergies as a result of the leaky gut syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then if you have food allergies and your immune system is attacking those foreign proteins, and you now no longer have the amino acids to help the body repair and rebuild itself, what's going to happen over time?
It's going to break down.
Your body's going to break down. You're going to develop dis-ease. You're going to get old before you want to get old. And where does all of this start?
In the digestive system.
In the digestive system, and making sure you have proper ability to break your food down and making sure that you're actually eating quality food, not plastic food that's artificial colors and flavors and all the things that they put into our food in an effort to give it a shelf life. That's going to create problems in your ability to digest, absorb, and assimilate the food, which means that just make sure your life insurance policy is paid up, kiss your spouse goodbye, go dig a hole in the ground, and then just go lay down because it's inevitably coming.
Well, that's kind of a grim way of looking at it. But it would seem to me that one of the things that you said, that you should work with a professional, because not all probiotics are the same. There's a whole wide variety out there. And now you see, you know, the yogurt companies are beginning to advertise that they have probiotics. And you see drinks that are out there, kombucha, cheese, and various things. So you need the probiotic in your life. But
not with any sweeteners involved.
Why not?
If you got sweeteners in there, that's sugar. What does sugar do to the microbiome?
It destroys it.
So why would you put sugar in your yogurt that already has the good probiotics in it? If you put that fermented fruit at the bottom of the container and now you mix it up, what do you think what do you think those bacteria are going to feed off of?
Before the sugar.
Right. They feed off of the sugar, and then that invalidates them, and then you're eating a whole bunch of wasted invalid bacteria because you needed to have a sweetener because you have a dysbiosis and you're a sugar junkie.
Mm-hmm. It's a small circle. It's a small world that we have to sort of come face to face with in order to be able to preserve our health and restore our health. And it's important because you don't necessarily have the perspective, unless you've been trained like somebody that is a healthcare professional, to know what it exactly you need for your system, because each person is going to be different.
Right. And at the end of the day, I've been a professional for 30 years, but I've been helping people with their dysbiosis for 35, 36 years. Why? Because I started when I was in college, because that's where I learned about food and what food does and how food interacts with the body, because I had a health issue. So I went and immersed myself in digestive process and understood what proper digestion is as an extracurricular study for myself while I was studying pre-med.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to understand how to fix myself. You know, doctor, heal thyself, you know.
Pretty good.
You ever go to a doctor that looks unhealthy?
I have.
And they're offering you advice, and you're kind of like, isn't that the pot calling the kettle black? And
I don't know if I should trust you.
Right, and at the end of the day, I understood at a very early age in my career is the fact that, okay, I need to be the picture of health if I'm going to give people advice about their health. And knock on wood, I don't have health issues and haven't had health issues I haven't been sick in roughly 21, 22 years.
Yeah.
You know, so But I attribute that to, you know, my dad had told me when I was younger, he says, the more you study now, the easier life's going to be later and the more money you'll make later. And to me, it's not really even about the money at all. I make a decent living, but I'm not living high on the hog by any sense of the word. But I have enough to be comfortable. But here's the thing. I don't have any issues either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't necessarily need large sums of money in the bank to cover the back end of my healthcare costs because I didn't take care of myself.
Right, right. Well, this is a great conversation, Doc. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I have a few more questions about the large intestine and what you can do to preserve the health of your large intestine.
Absolutely, and I want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. We want to give a shout-out to our producer, Jay Verzey, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. For all the latest on improving your health, I'm here to answer any questions in helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. If you want to get a hold of me short of walking into the office, which I'm absolutely happy to have you do, give me a call on my cell phone. The cell phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. I will be the one answering the phone, so you will be able to talk to me and get your questions answered. Please do not text that phone, as it does not receive texts, but if you do want to text me, you can text me to my email, which is docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K @spineboy.com, and it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns you have regarding your health. And today we've been talking about large intestine with my co-host, Mark Sabin. And Mark, you have some other questions before we wrap this show up.
I do. I mean, we've talked a lot about some of the physical sides of what's going on with your large intestine, but it's also important to realize that there are emotional considerations to have. So how does the large intestine help you get rid of unwanted emotion?
Well, as we talked about with the lung show a couple weeks ago, and we talked about the importance of the diaphragm and the diaphragm being the processor of your emotions,
mm-hmm.
and helping your body release grief and set the body up for letting go. The pumping action of the diaphragm, expanding down when you breathe in and expanding up when you breathe out, that up and down motion of the diaphragm helps to massage your digestive organs. It helps to promote peristalsis, or the movement of food through your system. It also helps to promote and process emotions so that your body can release those emotions. And so the large intestine's chief pathological emotion happens to do with inability to let go or being dogmatically positioned. But there's also things like grief and sadness and yearning and all of those things that are important to let go of. But we as a nation, as a society of people, we don't necessarily feel comfortable showing how we're feeling emotionally. Mm-hmm. So we repress them. We hold on to them. We don't get our diaphragm to properly expand and contract. We don't belly breathe. And therefore, we end up holding on to those emotions more than we should. And trapped emotion leads to problems within whatever organ is in charge of the particular emotion. And like I said, being dogmatic or rigid in your way of thinking is what's going to cause a person to get constipated. And then you get putrefaction, then you get cell inflammation, and then you get cell denaturization, and then you get cell mutation. And before you know it, you could be growing cancer in your colon.
Really? So the importance of being able to cycle through the emotional world that we live in, which, and it's interesting because we did talk about this with the lungs and the fact that the lungs are associated with grief, and that as you breathe properly, one of the things about breathing properly, belly breathing, is that now you're going to be moving in the area where you're actually putting differing pressures onto the lower part of your intestines and your large intestines. So it's actually going to be helping with the movement, what you call the peristalsis, which is the movement
Correct.
In your digestive system. we need safe ways to get some of these emotions out, because sometimes these emotions can be overwhelming. So is there a way to help process through the emotional changes that go through with this letting go process?
Well, we talked about breathing, and we want to make sure that we're full belly breathing all the way into your belly. Mm-hmm. Maybe go to counseling. Exercising always causes us to breathe heavy, and that helps to activate the diaphragm to help release emotion. So exercise is a wonderful way to help get rid of emotional imbalances. Mixed martial arts, cycling, anything that's going to allow you to focus possibly your aggressions, or just simply the way that you're feeling, and have an outlet for those feelings. So whether it's breathing, counseling, exercising, mixed martial arts, writing, any of these things that help you take whatever you're feeling and physically externalize it is going to be helpful for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that you may experience that you may not even recognize as a large intestine problem might be you might have lower back pain. Is that something that you experience quite a bit with people who have large intestine issues?
Absolutely. The large intestine and the kidneys help to regulate the functioning of your low back. And as a minor organ, you can bring in the bladder. Mm-hmm. The areas that are controlled by the kidney and large intestine affect directly how your low back functions and its ability to be balanced or not balanced. Typically, if it's a kidney component, that translates to imbalances or incongruences in relationship, whether it could be your primary relationship or some of your secondary relationships. Mm-hmm. When there's an incongruence there, it's going to create a kidney component that could cause low back pain. And large intestine component, there's a specific valve at the beginning of your large intestine that separates your small from your large intestine, called your ileocecal valve. And that valve opens and closes based upon how you feel.
Huh.
And under the direction of your gallbladder. Your gallbladder is about being in control and planning and being in charge of how your life flows. And when you're not in control, then you get gallbladder dysfunction, which dysregulates the ileocecal valve. And then things don't move through the bowel and into the bowel the way that they're supposed to, which sets a person up for failure. And if the ileocecal valve isn't working properly, food's going to back up and putrefy, and those toxins associated with that will get absorbed by your low back muscles. And that's another reason for why the large intestine is directly tied in with the low back. You put a cool pack on your lower right belly, and that helps to make the whole thing go away.
So interesting. So sometimes the solutions that you come up with, Doc Rick, are relatively simple. They're natural, almost always natural. Sometimes you're using manipulation because you're a chiropractor and you use your hands to help people readjust their bodies. You test with the manual muscle testing, things like that. But there are things that you provide in terms of healthcare that you don't find in your typical practice of what you would expect to find from a medical doctor. And if people are interested in finding out more about what you do or to talk to you specifically about their issue, what's the best way to reach you?
Well, the best thing they could do is go to the web and go to www.spineboy.com. If you go to spineboy.com, 99% of your questions are going to be answered in my huge website that has a wealth of information on like 270 different health conditions that people could have. So I would say go there, do some reading, which will help now generate questions. And then when you have questions, you can call me, you can come in to see me, or you can email me and ask your questions. And I'm happy to answer your questions. At the end of the day, it's not fun to have a health issue that your chief practitioner is not helping you with, is just trying to mask with medication and is trying to kick the can down the road to set you up for surgical intervention. When you truly want to turn your health around, when you want to get in the driver's seat of your health, when you want to be the one that is controlling where your health goes, that's the opportunity for you to call me. Again, our phone number is area code 845-561-2225, 845-561-2225. You can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. Come to a free class, whatever the case happens to be. I'm here to help you. I want to thank you for your listenership. I ask you to tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot.
Doctor, I've been out of breath, and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects, you mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill. I looked on the internet, checked out a medical site. It said you may not be depressive, but then again you might. If you're worried that you are, then take this simple test. Obviously you need a pill. You know how one is best. The thing is, there might be some...